This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, do not call. But you can send me an email if you want to, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, I do. You know what? I appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, being involved in the conversation, up on Facebook, doing a little, responding on Facebook. And I really do appreciate that. And, yes, I get the fact that the sign is backwards. I can't do anything about it. Okay? I really can't. I mean, unless you want me to get behind the curtain. And that might help a little bit. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, being a CPAC, and again, we are here. It's later on in the evening right now. And tomorrow, when people are really here and talking and moving through here and doing their thing, you won't be able to hear us. That's how loud. They're expecting 12,000 to 15,000 people here. And maybe that doesn't sound like a lot to you. But you think you get that many people together, and there'll probably be more than that go through here. Not so much hang around, maybe come from one of the presentations and go. So, and to learn something. I wish I had the, I don't have it. Son of my guns. And I wish I had the agenda. You can find the agenda. Just go Google CPAC 2017. And again, I am so sorry. I'm working through this stupid cold that I had. It held on forever. Didn't seem to want to go away. And then I go fly in a plane, and it feels like somebody hit me in the head again. Oh. I know, it's not the right way to do this stuff. So, let's talk a little bit about ex-president. I love that term, don't you? Everybody say, come on. If you're feeling down a little bit today, you're not feeling good here. Let's do this together. Everybody, ready? Ex-president Obama. And I know some people can take this all the wrong way. Nothing I can do about it. I've decided that I can't just keep eating my brains out, worried about whether you people take stuff the right way or wrong way. When I say you people, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the regular listeners. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, there's talk that President Trump is going to revoke the transgender bathroom guidance. And of all the things going on in this country at one time, why did he spend so much time? Why did President Obama have to spend so much time on this? And as I said with same-sex marriage, whether I'm against it or for it doesn't matter, right? It's the law. I'm still against it, but it's the law. But that should have been done. Same-sex marriage should have been done at the state level. The state should decide. Remember, it's a representative government. And I've always felt that to believe. I have no law, no case law. I haven't been in front of the Supreme Court like others have been. But I've always felt that was a state. Because look, if it's a representative government, then your town, your city, your county, this is always good. unreal. Your city, your county, whatever, should represent the people living in it. To a T? No, of course not. But if your city's conservative or liberal, whatever, then probably the people that look at San Francisco. Very liberal town, very liberal city, very liberal county. Right? They elect liberal officials. Liberal at a county level, liberal at the city level. Yeah, I know the tongue's not working. You see what I mean? So it's not as easy as you think it is. It's not as simple as you think it is. So a representative government, school boards, right? Water boards, city councils. So it's the same thing here. If you want to live in a neighborhood, city, a town, or whatever, that's okay with same-sex marriage, no crosses in the town. No, I don't even care if you don't want churches in the town. If that's your community and that's how you want to live and that's how you want to be, then go for it. But don't push that on us. If we want to live in a city, a town, an area that has Christian principle, Christian values, Jewish principles, Jewish values, then it should be. Seriously. I'm so tired of us fighting over what the feds have a right to do or don't have a right to do. Again, if it's representative, let the states have the rights that they've been given, that we've been trampling on for years. Now, according to this story, a document submitted to the Supreme Court by Solicitor General's office said that the Obama-era directives issued the past May did not undergo any formal public process or explain how the directive was consistent with the express language of Title IX. Now, the federal law outlawing sex discrimination in education activities. How can you, if these people are pushing for gender neutrality, there's no male or female, girl or boy, then how can you have a Title IX law? Period. That's just my own personal opinion. Because they were made to take care of, to help out with the difference in the sexes. To understand that there is a difference between the two and that we have to do certain things a little differently. I got a conversation with somebody that didn't like the fact that I didn't seem to understand the whole transgender scenario. And that, we'll talk about this more when we decide to break, because I want to make sure I get this right. I don't want to leave anybody thinking that I hate transgender people, because I don't really hate anybody. I hate what people do, but I don't hate anybody. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side, live from CPAC. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do not call. I won't answer. It's really that simple. I can't take any calls where we're at. So I do appreciate what you're putting in. I guess it's on Facebook and our live chat room and all of that. So, again, I do appreciate what you're doing, what you're saying, and how you're supporting me and keeping me going. Look, it is late where I'm at. And I think we started, or I started, I left L.A. last night right after the show. Hopped on a plane, and some of you saw you saw the what I put up there. I'm not looking for sympathy. It's just funny, okay? When I get to the airport, and I get to where I'm supposed to go to get on the plane, finally, and it's surrounded by, you know, an ambulance and police cars and all kinds of other stuff. And I, you know, we've come to find out that some person had... I think they had hurt themselves or something, and it just was going to take too long to clear it up, so they put us on a different plane. And I hope that person's fine. I'm not wishing any negative on them, but I'm walking up to that thinking, this might be an omen. Maybe I shouldn't just go. I shouldn't get on that plane or get near that plane, near that flight, to, you know, whatever. Anyhow, all right, back to my Title IX issue. And, you know, President Trump saying that he is going to revoke the Obama era or revoke the Obama era transgender bathroom guidance for schools. Now, remember, this was a problematic issue from the beginning because he threatened to take funding away from the schools. The Supreme Court said you can't do that. Now, you can, if there's a grant being given, and in that grant or in funds given, you have to adhere to federal law. That's one thing. He can hold that money back. But you can't say, I'm going to institute this, or I'm going to make this a rule by executive order, and if you don't do it, see, it's not a law, which is what he kept forgetting. Kept thinking he was a dictator. Now, the document was submitted to the Solicitor General's office. Said that the Obama-era directive issued past May didn't undergo any formal public process or explain how the directives were supposed to be carried out. And I started to tell you about a conversation I was having with a transgender person. And they were willing to have a conversation. See, that's something we don't, you heard us talking about it earlier. A lot of times if you try to have these conversations with people, they think you're just trying to be mean or nasty. And they wanted me to understand where they were coming from. I said, you don't have to explain to me where you're coming from. It frankly, for one, it's none of my business. If that's the life that you want to live and you feel like you're supposed to be a man or a woman or whatever, you know, that's between you and your God or no God or whatever. And when he pushed it, I said, okay. Or she pushed it. I said, here's the thing. And I've used this before, and I said, I'm not trying to be mean. I just want you to think about something. Women tend to die, or they tend to get heart disease at a higher rate than men do. We'll just take it really simple, okay? They tend to have bone issues more than men do. Let's just take those two things. So I said, by you believing that you're a male, by you having the operation and changing the way you dress and acting differently because you feel like you're trapped in the wrong body, does that make you less susceptible now to bone disease or heart disease? Does that change all of that? Or when you're in front of a doctor or you're having to eat certain foods or do certain things, you know, women tend to need more iron than men do. Does that change any of that? Because if it doesn't change that, then it's proof positive that science knows what it's talking about, right? And truly, the person didn't get mad at it. I really hadn't thought of that. And it was a matter of saying, you know, just it's you have to understand when you shove these things down our throats, what do we call the stereotypical heterosexual male, when you try to get us to buy this sight unseen, we're going, well, wait a minute, there's so many things that don't add up. And if you've thought about them, you should be able to explain them to me. Not that you have to, but you should be able to explain them to me. And if you haven't thought about them, maybe you should. But I'm going to go back and say, you know, all this stuff needs to go back to the states. The states need to work it through. The states need to figure out how they should take care of it. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, yeah, whatever, said that school communities and families can find, and in many cases have found, solutions that protect all students. I can tell you of one I know in particular where the district had it worked out. Nobody was embarrassed, ashamed, or having problems. It was worked out. Now, Congress, state legislatures, and local governments are in a position to adopt appropriate policies or laws, she went on to say, addressing this issue. Also, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that the Department of Justice remains committed to the proper interpretation and enforcement of Title IX and to its protections for all students, including LGBTQ students. This is where I think we should start going back to. I don't care whether it's students or, as I was talking with the ladies here earlier, why is it a black issue or a Hispanic issue or a woman Hispanic, transgender? You know what I'm saying? This just gets crazy. How about we take it back just to human issues? How about we just take it back to people being treated equal because they're humans? How about we start there? What do you think? We cannot protect you. This is the snowflake mindset. We cannot protect you from idiots who are going to torment you for being a transgender, gay, lesbian, black, white, Hispanic. What do you think? Under threat of putting them in jail or punishing them for what and how? Now, the agency withdrew the guidance in order to further and more completely consider legal issues involved. So what they're saying is the reason they pulled this, the reason they turned this around, because, you know, there has been significant litigation over this already. The agencies have said, look, we're going to pull this back, and we're going to think it through. You know, like they've been told they don't think anything through. We're going to think this one through and make it work. They went on to say the anti-bullying safeguards should not be affected by the change, according to the letter. All schools must ensure that all students, again, it doesn't matter size, color, how round, how not round, how thin, that none of that matters. You have to make sure that kids are able to learn and thrive in a safe environment. It's really that simple. Now, nobody really knows what the impact of the change is going to have on the schools, but a federal judge in Texas put a temporary hold on the Obama guidance soon after it was issued. Now, that was after 13 states sued, because you know what? Again, he threatened to take money away from them for something that wasn't even a law. You can't do that. You can't dictate. The White House said the returning power to the states paves the way for an open and inclusive process to take place at the local level, and input from parents and students and teachers and community leaders, which is that whole stupid representative government thing I keep talking about. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
We are back.
A Sony Color TV.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. But you know what? You can call all you want. I'm not picking up. You know, the magic of technology is exactly that. It's magic. So we're doing the best we can. If you notice, if you're watching up on Facebook, I'm actually using my phone to do this, which is really weird, and I don't like it. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE if you want to talk to nobody. And so I'm so used to saying that after the break, I can't stop. All right, so we were talking about President Trump's reversal of the transgender bathroom guidance for schools, which was actually no guidance at all. It basically says do it or else. And so now he's going in there turning these things, you know, they're having a fit over it. But the thing I like about it, the thing I like that he's doing, send it back to the states. Let the states decide how to handle it if it's something that they want to do. You can't just write what you think. As a president, we already know this. You can't write what you think a bill should say and expect people to jump on board or to feel like you're doing the right thing, because it doesn't always work out that way. Now, I know some of you want to talk about this. The revised order for Trump. Excuse me. The extreme vetting order is what they're calling it. Drops the language rejecting Syrian refugees. So say some officials. And some of you. You know, it's really funny. It's like being here at CPAC and talking to some of these people that may not be exactly the same page, which is why I was asking Matt earlier why, you know, what is a conservative? What does he think a conservative is? What's a conservative in his mind? Right? Because unless you know what a conservative is, unless you know what you're saying, what you're talking about, how you're dealing with this with somebody, it's kind of hard. It's not kind of hard. It is hard to bring some clarity to this. So for Trump to have to, do you really want him fighting every little issue? How about we have him putting some orders out there that he can back, that he can work with, and then he can sneak one or two in, you know, like Mr. Obama used to do. He can sneak them in on Friday before everybody goes home. Right? And start taking more away from these or adding to them or doing what he needs to do to make us safe. So Trump's prior extreme vetting order was suspended. I don't know where this goes from here. And I know we've had all these experts on to keep telling us that the Ninth District Court can still do something about it. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I believe it. You know, and the fact that he's taken Syria, or he's changing the way Syria reads on the refugees, or on taking in the refugees, if you would. See, I think he needs to get a judge on his side, like Judge Napolitano and a few others who've been there. Washington. I know you guys are going to like this, but the more I learn, the more I talk to people. He does need some Washington lawyers who know how to maneuver the system. You can't take a couple of business attorneys that do business contracts and have them do this kind of thing. He's got to start approaching this. Yes, I want him to. I want 92% of this is business. I want him to approach it that way, but he's got to take some of this, and he's got to understand how the other side works. He's got to understand how they do these things. Otherwise, he's going to keep getting challenged with it. He's going to spend more time. They're going to keep him bouncing all around the place, defending everything he says, instead of getting more done. I think he's done a tremendous amount already, but in getting more done. So the officials told the local news source that it's likely that certain classes of visa holders currently in the U.S., or who have been in the U.S. but are currently abroad, will be exempt as well. This could include certain students and other education-related visas as well as work permits. The new order would direct a temporary suspension of admissions to all refugees while revised screening measures are put into place. The new order does implement a temporary visa ban for travelers from the same 7 countries as the previous executive order did: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The revised order will also mandate a 50% reduction in refugee admissions for 2017 to just 50,000. Right? And according to the White House, approximately 35,000 refugees have already been allowed into the country. You know, whether you guys want to believe it or not, whether you want to talk about it or not, in reality, we can only take so much of this financially, on our welfare systems, on our government systems. Right? You can't just keep piling on and expect us to pay it, expect us to have to deal with it. Anyhow, we'll see how that turns out, because, you know, that's gonna head up in front of a judge. Somebody's going to challenge that again. And at some point in time, you know, I don't know, better not say it. This was another thing I heard today. I went looking for it now, and it's kind of interesting to see. You ready for this one? Now, you would think this was matter of fact, when I saw the first headline, I said, my God, Whoopi finally left. But apparently Canada is seeing a spike in border crossings coming from the United States. And I'm telling you, at first I thought this was all about Whoopi and her girlfriends leaving. Now, thousands are leaving the United States for Canada, and immigration advocates say that the political rhetoric of Mr. Trump is playing a role. Yeah, so what? You want the didn't you want the refugees? You said bring them here. You said they're good with you. Why not just bring them in? Many cross illegally, braving snow and frigid cold in a dash for asylum. They avoid border checkpoints and the risk of being sent back to the U.S. due to the pact dubbed the Safe Third Country Agreement. Now, it requires majority of migrants to apply for refugee protection in the first country of arrival. Some are arriving fairly well-dressed, but others are not so. And at times have suffered from cold exposure, said Kyle, I can't pronounce his last name, a criminal intelligence analyst with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Now, Canadian authorities say that the migrants come from all over the world. They come from a broad spectrum, including including families and children, some pushing baby carriages or carrying infants. So they come to America. They don't like what they're being required to do when they're here, so they're going to go to Canada because they're going to try to find someone. They're going to try to find some place they can go to where they don't have to deal with the law. Right? Why deal with I want to be here? So you just let me in. That's it. And just go, oh, and I want help, and I want welfare money, and I want unemployment money, and. While we leave the vets to rot in the street. Come on, can we just be honest about this? And here's where the Dems get all squeamish and squirrely. Look, it's in the piece that I put up for Monday. And just extrapolate that out to the country. California, they make up 16% of the inhabitants of the United States. 16%. Go ahead, write that down. I'll wait. They bring in 31% of the welfare money. Come on, let's just be honest about it. So let me see. We make up 16% of the population. We bring in 30+% of the welfare money. Or government aid, as they call it. How does this tie together? Right, so they get all this from us. This is really funny. I'm working off a laptop, and I keep reaching for the mouse. You know, that I have at my machines at home. One guy goes off and says, I'm a father too myself, and lots of our members do have kids too, so there's no doubt that it's touching, said Staff Sergeant Brian Byrne of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The number of people seeking asylum have soared in the last year. Recently, it spiked, with Quebec seeing the biggest influx of people. Now, let's see if you can guess where a majority of these people are coming from. And I don't mean the majority. I mean like a major majority of these people are migrating north. Come on, I'll wait. Raise your hand. Let me know when you have the answer. No, those are all wrong. Never mind. From the Southwest. Right? These are the pickers that they're talking about. These are people that came over the border already. From South Texas. The biggest group of people, you can look at the rest of the country, but the biggest group of people trying to get over the border are coming from Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. Over 400,000 of them, to be exact. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
There's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects. These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
And hopefully we have a mic, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really is, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm not giving you the number. Send me an email, Joe at, some of you already have, joe@therealside.com. Talking about the influx of refugees from America. Yeah, you heard me. Refugees from America to Canada. Now, At first, they were like, well, wait a minute, you can't just do this. You have to seek refuge in the first country you come through. Well, you know, aren't they supposed to accept these people, like, no questions asked? At least I thought that's where their head was at. Now, according to the Canadian Border Services Agency, more than 1,400 people have made claims at the land border ports of entry in the region since November. And that's more than all of 2015. So 2015, we only got rid of 1,400, if you would. Usually in the winter months, it would be quiet time, he says, but we've seen an increase, and it's occurred over these winter months regardless. Now, immigration advocates cite the stark contrast between Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's message and the U.S. President Donald Trump's message of non-welcoming, who is cracking down on immigration for motivating the rush. Now, in fact, the information that's been given to us by our clientele recently is about new immigration policy. People without status in the U.S. bear fear being arrested and deported to their country of origin. Think about that. So these 650 people that were arrested, the majority of them, right? They either had warrants, they had been in trouble with the law already, they had a record of being in trouble with the law. It's really crazy that we've become a country where enforcing the law is not good. It's bad. It makes people feel bad. So therefore, we shouldn't support it. And I said that if you guys have been listening to the show for any length of time, I used to say that all the time. Early on, I used to say it seems like we're becoming a country that has decided if we can't enforce law, we'll just accept it. We'll let it happen. We'll leave it alone. We won't take it off the books, because that's, you know, a little too hard to do. But we'll see. Now, like I said, they went on to say in the winter months, they usually don't get this kind of turnout. And really, so far, they've gotten, think about this, we are, 2 months into the year, and they've had more than they had in all of 2015. And they show up with very little, nothing to offer, because, you know, Canada requires that you have something to offer the country. And I don't even know what they're talking about. Like what? What do you have to bring to the table? Do you have to have a PhD, an MD? What do you have to have? And they say what's driving this is President Trump cracking down on immigration. Notice how they put that? It's not immigration. It's illegal immigration. It's not him cracking down. It's him allowing the Border Patrol to actually enforce the law. Yeah, do something that they're supposed to do anyhow. You think the numbers are high now, where they look like they're doing good. Wait till he gets to 10,000 new Border Patrol agents. And the attorneys for some of these clients say that they're petrified they're going to be deported. I'd like to find out why they think they're going to be deported. What did they do wrong? Come on, you know, I'm kidding. We all know what they did wrong. But why haven't they ever tried to fix it? That's my question, too. Why didn't they try to fix it? Some will seek safe haven, trek across rural roads, isolated spaces, but others simply take a cab to the border, stroll over, and turn themselves in. While there's a compassion for migrants' plights, authorities are watchful. They're not reporting to an open port of entry. He said, so they're being placed under arrest and then interviewed to make sure that there's no national security nexus. How does that conversation go? Let me see. Your name is Frank. That's what you don't look like a frog. Okay, Frank. Anyway, it's Frank. Frank, have you ever been to a country that harbors terrorism? No? Okay. Didn't think so. Did you come to this country to commit terrorist acts to the United States or against the United States people? No? Okay, cool. How does that conversation go? How do they do that? How do they vet them? Remember, we went through this a while back. And I told you the vetting process was petrifying. Because the way it worked, for all intents and purposes, the way it works, is they check the country that the person comes from. Well, you can't check anything in Syria right now. And then there's a UN committee that can also check it. Come on, let that sink in. There's a UN committee that's going to thoroughly check out a person coming to the United States. I don't want the UN making me coffee, for God's sakes. Now, the inundation is keeping the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and their partner busy, forcing them to add manpower along the border. With warmer temperatures approaching in the coming months, resources may be further stretched. Now, what happens to those people? What if they get sworn in as Canadian citizens? Will we go out of our way to make sure they come off the rolls here? See, I'd force them off the rolls. You want to be a Canadian citizen? You're done. It gets infuriating. Some of you have sent me emails during the conversation. It does get infuriating, right? These stories just go on and on and on and on and on, and nobody ever does anything. Look, how about just cleaning them up? You want to do a compromise of some kind? How about we sit down and clean them up? What do you think? Ain't going to happen. We all know it ain't going to happen. Because the right's hell-bent at their right. The left is hell-bent at their right. And they're not going to meet in the middle unless it's boxing gloves. And I'm not so sure that the Republicans would fight like that. Prove to me. I mean, you got some of these guys that say they will. Some of these guys have come out with strong statements. I'm not inspired. I'm not impressed. So it's just a whole different animal with them. Anyway. The Washington Post is reportedly denying a new slogan that was inspired by Trump. It's really funny how when these guys get caught. I have fun with it. These are little things. I only got a couple of minutes left anyhow. So I like to do little shorties, right? And now one of their slogans, whatever it's called, I don't even know what it's called. It may not be all the news that's fit to print. But the Washington Post is featuring a new motto on its website, Democracy Dies in Darkness. See, my problem with this with the press is this. When all they do is attack you, when all they're doing is nitpicking at everything you say, when all they're doing, when they cannot seem to find a positive story, even Geraldo Rivera found something positive to say about Trump the other night. But if they can't find anything to point out positive aspects of a person, of a human being, of somebody they're supposed to be working with, that's an attack, isn't it? I mean, that could be considered an attack because it never stops. Right? Remember, because if you talk to snowflakes, there's verbal attacks. There's nonverbal attacks. There's gestures. There's innuendo. In their world, you're kind of, aren't you kind of guilty till proven innocent when it comes to the millennials, if you would? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head up to the website. So many things you can do up there. First of all, we got a bunch of writers that write for us. They write specifically for the blog, website page, whatever you want to call it. Head up there. Let them know how you feel about it. If you don't like what they write, then tell them that. Tell them, Frank, you seem to be stuck on A, B, and C all the time. And it ain't because that's all that's happening in the news, right? And when you hop up on the website, even things I write. Don't hesitate. Tell me you're not on the same page as me. I like that. I like a spirited conversation that where you're not spewing the party line. If you're not spewing the party line, we're good. If that's all you're doing, we got a problem. We have a big problem. Amazon.com founder and CEO Jeff Bezos used to say that used the phrase in an interview last year when asked to explain why he purchased the paper. Right? The Washington Post, in case you got lost here. These words now appear underneath the masthead on the website on Tuesday, and they seem to move around on the website. Again, democracy dies in darkness. Well, what happened under Obama? What did the newspapers report under Obama? What did they report under his administration? When we knew they had information, they had the paperwork, they had the backup, they didn't do anything with it. Why would you trust them? All right, so, yes, you can hear it going. But I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I am Joe Messina, your host. Tomorrow and Friday are going to be popping around here. And if you're around Washington, D.C., please head over here. I'll put the address up on the website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. We will be back with you tomorrow.